Geocentric, episode 18.
What's your flavor?
Far, far better rest thy daughter than I have ever known.
What danger is alive?
Intimate combat, toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Geocentric
is developing into a very bad habit.
You're telling me this sucker is nuclear? Inconceivable!
With John Newman,
we have an obligation to fight them until they are vanished from the page of time.
And Nate Long.
I don't have a really good feeling about what's to come.
Help! Help! I'm being replaced!
Welcome to Geocentric.
Welcome back, everybody.
That's right. Welcome back to Geocentric. I'm John.
And I'm Nate.
And we don't have time to mess around today. Let's tell you how to get involved. 206-337-1504 is the number.
That's
Call
right.
us and leave us an MP3-flavored comment.
That's
we
right.
would be much obliged to hear from you. Also, visit the web space at bringthemagic.com/geocentric, also accessible by www.bringthemagic.com/geocentric. And, of course, the email, as always, geocentric@inbox.com. You can subscribe to us and listen from the website. And from iTunes, once again,
not
delivered
bad.
To you, non-DRM MP3
absolutely
format.
Free.
So, Nate, what do we have coming up on the show today?
Cue the music.
Streetwise.
Lost your camera? Check out an orphan picture site and you might just get lucky and find it.
Election talk.
We're going to take you live to the coffee scene where the election is being decided by jelly beans.
Current international events.
Is Stalin the greatest Russian ever to live? Some Russians apparently think so.
Are you kidding me?
A woman chooses to go to jail over paying her Waffle House bill.
Dumb.
Plant humiliation is banned in Switzerland.
Dumb.
A terrorist proves that maybe he's the infidel when he gets stuck on the toilet with a bomb.
Dumb.
A woman steals her daughter's identity to become a cheerleader.
Dumb.
And finally, Reba says she's a reincarnated man.
That one maybe. Anyway, tech and
legit.
Entertainment.
Pirate Bay tricks trackers, the RIAA, and Media Century. Want a sweet way to carry that USB drive? Check out the Skull Ring Thumb Drive. Arr! And finally, we'll tell you about baggage that follows you around.
Hey, Nate, what else do we have coming up on the show today?
We also have a good round of Stump Cha-Cha, new album releases of the week, and the Tech Byte update with Ethan Clark.
Sweet. So, why don't we jump right into our first topic of Streetwise?
And, sounds good.
Let everybody know all about the found cameras and orphan pictures.
That's a really cool site.
That's right. Now, Nate, you were actually the one that found this.
All right.
And I never would have thought something like this existed.
Me neither.
It is a great idea. Basically, the concept here is, let's say you go on a really cool vacation and you take your camera and you snap all these great pictures and you get home after your vacation's over and you look through your luggage and that camera's gone.
That's right. That has actually happened to me in Europe. That's, not this last time around,
it's
but it's happened before. And it's happened to other people where cameras wash ashore after being lost in the ocean.
That's
the
right.
cool thing is that digital cameras now have a, you know, they're digital. They have the little cards in them. And so it's actually a decent chance that a lost camera could, their pictures could be recovered.
Right.
And obviously the whole point of this isn't necessarily that you get your $200, $300, $400 camera back. It's that you get the pictures that you took on it, because most people lose their cameras while they're taking very valuable pictures while on vacation. You know, there's pictures of the kids, pictures of the girl, pictures of your girl, that is.
The girl. The nondescript generic girl.
and so you lose your camera, and most people just assume that all is lost, like, you know, I did. But then I found this site, Found Cameras and Orphan Pictures. And what's the URL for this?
It's ifoundyourcamera.blogspot.com. But if that's too hard to remember, the easiest thing you can do is just go to Google and type in lost camera, and this is the first thing that comes up.
Yeah, so let me tell you about my reaction that I had. First of all, I went to this site, and the first reaction I had was, whoa, that's way cool. Because you go there, and each person, what they do is they take 5 pictures off the camera to identify, so that people can find themselves in the pictures, and then claim the camera. And then
right.
there's some claiming measures there, too. So I thought that was really cool. But then I realized, seriously, how many people are going to go on this blog and actually put up people's cameras? And, you know, I saw a lot of pictures, but what is the chance that, first of all, someone finds a camera, and second of all, the person who's in the picture actually finds it? So then the second reaction was like, eh, this is a cool idea, but until a lot of people join it, it's not going to be that great.
Right.
But then the third reaction was when I actually saw the success stories of times that it actually worked. times that people, they said that a friend, you know, went on there and said, hey, I saw you on this blog. It's really weird. Your picture was on there. And the person's like, what are you talking about? Searched it. Sure enough, it came from their camera and they were able to get their pictures back and they thought were gone forever.
Right. So my theory about why the recovery rate is so good with this website is because if you go to Google and you type in lost camera, then it's the first thing that comes up. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I just tested this.
Uh-huh.
If I find a camera and if I want to know if there's some website where I can get people back in touch with their cameras, if I go to Google and type in found camera, same thing. It's the first one that comes up.
That's really cool. So all it takes is some people with goodwill. I mean, it's easy to do. If you have a lost camera that you found, just take the memory card out, post a couple pictures on this site. It's really easy. And someone will be really grateful that you did that because, you know, to you it's just some pictures and a memory card worth $30, camera worth $300. But to them, it's, you know, it's memories. So definitely, if you found a lost camera, check this site out and do some good.
It'll be very cool. Moving right along to our next topic, which usually would have been business, finance, and marketing, but this being election season, that is the topic.
We have rotating topic.
That's right. We have rotated this one out for the current week and replaced it with election talk. And this is a fun story that comes to us from the... from Jacksonville.com, so this is basically going to be the Jacksonville newspaper.
It's the Florida Times
is what it is. And basically, Pembroke Pines, Florida, Republican presidential candidate John McCain is winning the jelly bean vote at a Pembroke Pines coffee shop. Basically, what's going on, there's a coffee shop called Coffee Scene in Pembroke Pines, and what they do is they have a project called Fork Over Your Vote. And what happens is votes are given out as such. When you make a purchase, you're given either a free red jelly bean or a free blue jelly bean of your choice. You pick either red or blue, and they count those votes up every Monday by more than 100 restaurants in 34 states. So obviously, the blue ones represent Barack Obama, the Democrat, and the red ones represent John McCain, the Republican. And so as of October 13th, McCain had 53.5% of the national jelly bean vote, which is more than 211,000 bean ballots cast total. So he had 53.5% of that total.
That means if kids really did vote, that would probably be the most effective poll thus far.
Perhaps so. And
usually they
do
about 1,000 people.
This poll correctly predicted President George W. Bush 4 years ago. So we actually happen to be in Jacksonville today.
Yes, we do. Don't ask how we have all this same equipment and everything, but we did it.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to take you live now to the coffee scene here in Jacksonville, which is the closest to where we record over in Tallahassee.
That's right. We're just going to walk in the store and hit the record button, and you guys can hear the rest.
All right, so here we go. So we're walking in now.
Let's go home now.
Okay, kids, here's how it works. When you make your purchase, you get to pick either a blue jelly bean or a red jelly bean, depending on your preference. All right, kids, go at it.
You're not picking the red jelly bean again, are you, Mickey?
Yeah, why not, Barry?
You've been picking that same red jelly bean for the past 8 years. Go with change and get the blue jelly bean.
Well, yeah, but Billy the baseball kid said blue jelly beans are too expensive, and his dad, Mr. Sixpack, doesn't like them either.
Why does everybody keep talking about Billy the baseball kid? Willie Ayers is a cool kid. He likes them, and he taught me everything I know about jelly beans.
I hate Willie Ayers. He beat up my brother in New York and didn't even apologize. In fact, he said he wished he'd beat up my sister, too.
So what? The red jelly bean's cherry flavor. That's like the oldest flavor. That's like my grandpa's favorite flavor, and he's like 72.
Look, this isn't cherry, okay? It's cherry strawberry. It's different. If you want to rag on cherry, you should have done that last time we were here.
You can put lipstick on a cherry jelly bean, but it's still a cherry jelly bean.
Well, what flavor is blue anyway? Arugula? Chardonnay? Iranian caviar? Lobster hors d'oeuvres, maybe?
Whatever! How many jars of jelly beans do you own, anyways? Oh, that's right! You forgot!
Whoa! Hey there, kids! No need to fight! Just pick a jelly bean based on whichever one you like better!
Shut up! You're biased! Red jelly beans are just bitter. They only taste good if they cling to yellow jelly beans and orange jelly beans, which are dangerous jelly beans anyways.
Does anybody have a green jelly bean?
Shut up! Let's get him! Get out of here! That's right. That'll show the green.
You can't afford expensive jelly beans anyway. What kind of slumlord did you go through to get that backdoor discount on that jelly bean? You know, it's probably a bomb anyway.
Well, you can just have that red jelly bean to match that red neck.
Whatever. It's a maverick jelly bean.
What? How's it a maverick jelly bean?
Just look at it. It's a maverick jelly bean.
Hey, that other kid just walked out with a bag of like 100 jelly beans. I want 100 jelly beans too.
Well, that kid paid for his jelly beans. Besides, he's wearing a Coffee Scene t-shirt. Even I'm wearing a Coffee Scene t-shirt. Where's your Coffee Scene t-shirt?
Okay. The store's closing, kids, so I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Make your final choices.
Oh, I see how it is. You want to cut and run. If you announce your closing time, the bad guys are gonna know when they can break in and rob you.
We can't stay in here forever, you idiot. The store doesn't even want us here anymore.
Whatever. I could stay in here for 100 years.
Seriously, kids. I'm closing now. Get out.
Quit pushing me. Fascist!
All right, so there you have it, live from Jacksonville, Florida.
That was one heated debate between those two small boys.
I wonder if they realized what each jelly bean represented.
Oh, was there a metaphor there? I didn't catch it if there was.
Well, remember you just talked about it like 5 minutes ago.
All right, current international events.
Good time to move along.
Let me ask you, the listener, was Joseph Stalin, the man of steel, Stalin, the greatest Russian in all of history? Perhaps might be the answer. Of course, in the opinion of this show, he's probably one of the worst.
Well, 20 million people dead later.
Yeah.
I would say definitely not. It depends on what your definition of best is. Is he the best killer? Maybe. is he the best evil person at being evil in the world? Probably.
One of them. I think some others rank up there alongside him. But regardless, right now
in Russia... Does he have the best bushy mustache? Maybe.
Certainly. Right now in Russia, they're doing a 13-part TV series that began airing there this month. And basically, it's done such that Russians have the chance to pick the greatest Russian in history. Internet voting has already generated controversy by temporarily putting Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin at the top of the list. This comes to us by way of NPR, by the way, National Public Radio. So that's a scary thing to think about, that in internet voting, Stalin would be put at the top of the list.
That's now, the funny people's thing choice.
Is, it's been attributed to Russian conservatives. Now, Stalin's positions being very communist / Marxist / socialist, whatever you want to call it, are very what we consider left wing here. And it's interesting
they're extreme left.
That this has been attributed to Russian conservatives, which may seem to go against what we always think about in terms of left and
right. Not really, because conservative just means you like the status quo, pretty much. And so over there, the status quo right now is somewhat
left. Soviet Socialist Republic was just that.
Yep.
Having a socialist republic. And one guy, his name is Rakhinsky. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. He was analyzing these results. And a quote from him is, he says, that kind of a program that they're doing here, that kind of a program is fine in democratic countries where historical archives are open and the problems of history are freely discussed. But Russia is not that kind of country, according to Rakhinsky.
Well, and we also know that the state, the Russian state, owns all the TV broadcasts.
That's right. You remember we talked...
It's controlled media, basically.
Yeah, we talked a couple weeks ago about a story in which Russian textbooks were saying that all of Joseph Stalin's killings were entirely rational, I believe was the quote. So there you have it, in an area where they're going to feed you that from childhood. It maybe makes a little bit of sense that he might. And the other thing is, one can't help but wonder if this is being done on purpose to get somebody like Stalin at the top of the list, so that... you okay over there?
Yeah, Just had a sneeze. Might have another one.
So that it's sort of like another government or Putin-style government validating. Yeah.
That's true. I mean, how free of an election could that really be? I mean, they could go on there and just say that that's how many votes it has, since the government controls TV and TV's the one reporting it. I just want to point out an interesting fact as well, that Stalin, where he actually came from, and that's Georgia. Interesting fact for you.
Recently attacked by Russia.
And so, yeah, it's really interesting because a lot of people are saying, oh, this is a great time to say Stalin's the greatest because, you know, as our battle against Russia is our latest form of having power and bringing power back to Russia, just like Stalin did.
So a few other notables on the list are Lenin. You have Peter the Great, Ivan the Terrible. Of the 12 finalists, 8 are former Russian leaders, and this guy, Rakinsky, is only hoping for a good czar to make the top of the list.
For those of you who don't know, we now have a czar in our country. That's his official title. If you check in the last episode, you'll see how the RIAA got
a
czar.
That's the way President Bush calls him all the time, is a czar. I don't know if that's what's written down on the papers.
Just a weird word to call somebody, that's all. A weird word to call somebody. By the way, I got to mention this. Did you know that, was it yesterday that Microsoft declared International Anti-Piracy Day?
Yes, it was Microsoft that declared it yesterday.
Well, guess what, Microsoft? Screw you.
And let me just clarify again.
By the way, you know what I'm going to do? I'm so sick of Microsoft anyways.
Yes.
I'm ready to go all on Google Docs or Zoho, for those of you who don't know what it is. It's another online office type application thing. Or there's always the good old open source OpenOffice. Check out OpenOffice, a free alternative
to Microsoft
Office. What is it?
Version 3 just came out, I believe.
And I'm going to go and try that out because I'm so close, if not already there, ready to
abandon Microsoft.
It's got
all the essentials that you really need. It's not much to look at, but it's got everything that you need. And if you're angry enough at Microsoft for charging you gazillions of dollars.
Problem is, I don't know why Microsoft is the one doing that, because if pirates were to raid the Microsoft ship, they'd be going through the crap and being like, what's this? Vista? Throw that in the water. What's this crap? Throw that in the water too. Let's go, guys. There's nothing good here.
Let's go raid the Apple ship.
Yeah, seriously.
Honestly. But yeah, so let me just clarify again for everybody. Geocentric is not pro-thievery, as it were.
No.
Not in that sense. What we have here is a world in which the digital age has made it such that the lines have been blurred in certain things. Our traditional ideas of what may be stealing and what may be piracy, there is actually real and healthy controversy as to some of those things.
And the real argument is copyright infringement,
right.
Not
thievery.
Being,
the idea being, if I end up with a copy of something that I didn't pay for, and there's no loss to the company, there's no loss to anybody else, does that still violate the standards of right and wrong? And there's a good philosophical debate about that.
And also, what is the way for pursuing these people and everything else? And
because it
go
turns
and check
out
that
the RIAA and their bullying arm, Media Century, and Bay TSP do really, really what we deem unethical things in their
And a few of them are actually illegal.
Yeah. So
and they also invade privacy and everything else. Go back and
so
check out
no
what episode was that? 14. It was our special on the RIAA and the music industry, the dark side of the music industry.
Yeah, I think our very first geocentric skit debuts at the beginning of that episode.
And since then, we've had many.
Quite so.
All right, that's good. So why don't we hit up some Stump Cha-Cha? What do
Let's
you think about that?
Do it.
Okay. What's our question for the day?
The Stump Cha-Cha question of the day is all about Florida.
Now, Florida, that's where we are.
Yeah,
hey, that's us.
That's why I happened to think of this question.
By the way, Florida is enjoying extremely beautiful weather right now, just so you know. It's just cooled
Quite
down
so.
Just right. So nice. Good stuff.
Yeah. So here's what we have going on. In Florida, obviously, we have the elections coming up like in every other state, and also the national elections. One of the things that's on our ballot has to do with a really antiquated law that was passed. It was actually an amendment passed in 1926 that prohibited Asian immigrants from inheriting land and all sorts of property
weird.
Rights. It's a pretty racist law, and in fact, most states at the time were passing these laws.
Yeah.
Florida is actually the only one that still has this sort of a law on its books.
Yeah.
And so this year we have the opportunity to vote it out.
That's right, because there are some college students that went through the records, because it's one of those things, it's not necessarily that Florida was racist and decided to keep it on every year. It's that it was, and we're going to go into more details based on the Stump Cha-Cha question, but it was the fact that it kind of got lost in the books. But now that it's been brought to our attention, we have the chance to get rid of it.
Right. Now, as I mentioned, the particular statute in question is referred to as the Alien Land Law, and it was an amendment passed to the Florida Constitution. So that did happen. Now, the question to Cha-Cha today, and once again, really quickly, for those who don't know Cha-Cha still, Cha-Cha is a service
online. You can do it in Micro Machines voice.
No, I can't do it. Cha-Cha is a service online where if you have text messaging on your phone, you can text them a question, any question within reason, and they claim to be able to answer that within, you know, a reasonable amount of time and get you back the answer within not too long. And we have been trying to stump them here on Geocentric with a current score of Cha-Cha 8, Geocentric 6. We
and
beat
today,
them last week.
We are very confident that we are going to stump the crap out of them.
So the idea is we ask them a fair question. For example, the question for today, where does the alien land law appear in Florida's Constitution? So I want them to give me, like, its amendment number X, or its title, whatever, section, whatever, article.
Well, whatever answers the question correctly.
Whatever the correct answer is, I expect
Cha-Cha to
give it.
We don't need to lead it. Yeah, no, we're not going to give any leading on. The question is just going to be worded, where does the alien land law appear in Florida's Constitution?
So for anybody who wants to see if you can beat Cha-Cha, if you're thinking about maybe applying to
and if you
Cha-Cha
happen to be
guide,
at the computer right now,
then pull up Google and see if you can find this. Now remember, it was passed, and so should be in the Constitution somewhere.
And therefore, it should be able to find.
It should be easy to find, and I will say that the answer
maybe not
to this
easy,
question,
but able.
The rule here is that I know for certainty that the answer to this question is online and can be found through
That's
Google.
Right.
So it's up to you now, Cha-Cha, and all you listeners who want to try and beat Cha-Cha. Where does the alien land law appear in Florida's Constitution? Get ready, get set, and go. And we are now waiting for Cha-Cha to
That's
respond.
Right. By the way, I just want to say one thing having to do with amendments to the Constitution.
Say it.
I'm going to tell you my two pet peeves that always happen around election time in Florida, and every state, really.
But let's hear it.
The first one is those people that want you to sign a petition when you're in a hurry, and when you're like, oh, sorry, I'm on my way to class, I'm late for class, I'm on my way to work, I can't do it. Then they say, it only takes 2 seconds to sign, to which I say, are you really that unethical to try and force me to sign something that I haven't even read, to petition something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous, and I guess they don't want us thinking for ourselves anymore. The second pet peeve, I was driving home from work the other day, and I saw one of those stickers, and I'm just going to insert a random number that's not even on the ballot, so because it happens on both sides of the aisle, but it said just vote no for number 10. Talking about Amendment 10, which I also think is so stupid, because it's a whole strategy that, like, you know, you stand outside the election headquarters and you put up all the signs, and you know, if you only do one thing, just vote no or just vote yes on this. Don't worry about what it is. Don't read into it. Just remember, when you see 10, put yes, okay? 10, yes. 10, yes. And you wonder how much percentage of our election actually are based on results of people that they go into the booth and they don't know what the crap they're voting for, but they get down to 10 and they're like, what did that guy say? Did he say blue? Did he say peas? Wait a minute. 10? Yes. 10? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Here's my ballot.
By the way, did you know in New York you still pull the lever for the ballot?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want to pull the lever.
Well, I don't know, some old lady might,
that's pretty
go on,
cool,
might go on CNN and say, oh, I don't think I pulled the right lever.
Oh,
we'll
my
start
gosh.
That whole crap all over again. By the way, being in Tallahassee, you should know we also are sick of that, okay?
we had more media in Tallahassee in 2000 than we can bear to...
You couldn't drive. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's go ahead and move on to our next topic, which we endearingly entitled, Are You Kidding Me? Because these stories make us say just that, because of how ridiculous they are.
And that's why John kept saying stupid, dumb, dumb, dumb. So here's the first one. Lady goes into Waffle House. Doesn't like her meal too much.
Compliments
we,
at Fox.
We don't really know the details behind why she did this, but something about the meal or the service or whatever, she decided that she didn't want to pay for it. So she didn't pay for it. And Waffle House said...
The total cost, by the way, $7.45.
That's important. Well, it could be like
$18. It's not a million-dollar meal, okay? No,
$7.45, okay? So Waffle House decides to take her to court. And the court decides that she needs to pay for a meal. And so they give her two options. And what are the two options?
Number one, either you pay your bill.
Okay, which is $7.45. No, I don't know if that's including tax or not, but let's just say it's $9.
Option two, you go to jail.
And possibly on top of that, pay a $500
fine. That's
right,
because if the cops do take you away and you go to jail and you don't pay your bill, that means you also have to go to court, at which point you can be charged with another 60 days in jail and a fine of up to $500.
That's right.
So
you guys remember the story where the...
$745, $500.
Plus jail. Jail and 500. I just want to take you back to the story from last week where the guy ran into the fence and the judge said that he could either put up a sign that said I was stupid or he could go to jail. And he decided to put up the sign that said I was stupid. And we thought that that actually wasn't a very stupid move in that current situation.
That was quite a wise decision on
his
part.
Because putting a sign up that says I was stupid is a lot better than going to jail.
It was only for a day. Yeah. Now, on the other hand,
maybe isn't so smart, but maybe this was the principle of the thing, as they say. Maybe she had some strong will behind the reason she wanted to pay this.
Look, I'm about 100% positive that if her meal was that bad, the cops would have not forced her to either pay the bill or go to jail.
And if it was something really bad, then it would have gotten on the news, and the general manager would have said, "All right, let's stop it right here. Take it for free." Like if she would have like eaten a roach or something,
right.
then Waffle House would have stopped it right there because it's not worth taking a lady to court and having all that bad publicity.
Now, if you haven't guessed, with all this leading up, the woman decided to go to jail instead of pay her $7.45 bill. So that actually is a crazy woman number one on the list today.
So we say to that,
So we have more than one crazy woman on the list today, and that is the first one.
All right, this next one has to do with plant humiliation. It's recently been banned in Switzerland.
That's right.
John is going to give us the details about that one.
Recently, according to planetsave.com, recently the Swiss Parliament asked a panel of philosophers, lawyers, geneticists and theologians to determine the meaning of dignity when it pertains to plants.
That's a fair argument.
Lo and behold, the team published a treatise on the moral consideration of plants for their own sake, and that's in quotes. The treatise established that vegetation has innate value and that it is morally wrong to partake in activities such as, quote, the decapitation of wildflowers at the roadside without, get this, rational reason.
You wouldn't want to decapitate a flower.
Not without rational reason. But as long as you have a rational reason, you can decapitate all the flowers
you
want.
So, like, is rational reason, I want to decapitate that flower. That's an interesting choice of words. I want to decapitate the flower to bring it home to my wife. Is that a rational reason?
That's a good question. Now, according to Meg Hamill, the woman, I assume she's old enough. It's hard to tell in that little picture how old she is, but
she's actually
she could be a girl.
3 years old.
Well, she could be a teenager
this article.
For all we know. But at least she's reporting what actually happened. But according to Meg Hamill, she says even though she is quote down on her knees in respect and awe for Switzerland in publishing this treatise, she does at least ask the question, at what point is this ridiculous, as far as how about if you want to have a baked potato or a peeled carrot to eat? Does that then go against the dignity of a plant? Now, Switzerland a decade ago actually passed a law against genetic engineering of plants for the same reason. Now, however, you can't harass plants either, I suppose.
Like, you can't, like, slap them around and stuff, or...
Right.
Okay.
Now,
not without rational reason.
Now, I will say that although Geocentric is 100% environmentally friendly, as much as we can be, and we do love our plants...
We can't be 100% environmentally friendly.
Oh, I've got to stop right now, because we just got a message back from Cha-Cha.
All right, let's hear. What do they have to say?
Cha-Cha says... Florida voters adopted the Alien Land Law in 1926. It targeted Asian immigrants who were barred from becoming naturalized. More? Yes, Cha-Cha, more would be you answer the question, yeah. Which they didn't do.
All they did was like pretty much restate the question.
And that's 1 point for geocentric.
That's right. Tell you what, I'm not going to let them redeem themselves because
no,
we're down.
Absolutely.
But
not.
Why don't you go ahead and say, yes, more? Well, then it goes to a different person, though, doesn't it?
Well, I'm going
to
try
Can
it, though.
Can you say more?
Well, yeah. He asked him.
They asked more, so that'll be their fault if they
I'm just going to say, yes,
they
please.
Give us, say, yes, more. Say that. So yes, it's direct. And then we're going to do another round right here, live on the show, last minute decision. We're going to give them a chance to make up that point with this point. We still got the point.
That's right.
But they have a chance to get another point,
or
we're
going
to get another one.
And if they don't answer it, then we'll tell you the proper answer. Now, as I was saying, we love the Earth. We go green where possible.
That's right.
We cut back on
except for the fact that you're breathing. Stop breathing. Stop breathing. You're contributing to global warming.
Stop. I'm going
to
kill you.
Okay? I'm serious.
We even recycle. However, our... You kidding me? Plants don't suffer humiliation. Switzerland, okay?
Well, you know, there's a story about a guy that he said he found a way to converse with plants
through a series of... He tried to file a patent. Yeah.
So maybe he could tell us the answer. You know, maybe we could just stop this debate right now, call this guy up and say, hey, we need you to go to a couple plants and ask him a couple questions.
According to the patent that this guy tried to file, the plant would actually say to you, and I quote, hello, I'm a plant. How can I help you?
Now, I think that would lower the dignity of a plant much more than decapitating it. So, trying to force it to say something like, I'm a plant.
I know.
How can I help you?
How lily of a station
assuming,
can you have in
assuming
life?
That we would only converse with plants to have them serve us. How selfish and ridiculously absurd is that?
It's like
Are
Planet
you kidding
of the
me?
Apes or something, but more like Planet of the... Plants.
Planet of the plants. That's pretty scary. Let's move on. This next one comes to us straight out of
dailymail.co.uk.
Thank you very much. This is what happened. You guys have heard, unfortunately.
This is kind of a serious story, but it's still an Are You Kidding Me?
This is, I mean, not in all seriousness, just for a second here. It is really sad that these terrorist bombings happen so much in other countries that we become kind of desensitized to them. And it's really a shame. Because they happen so much that to us it's just another blip in the news. You know what I mean? And we don't realize that there are actually human lives behind this stuff. Having said that, you hear a lot about people that go into restaurants and blow themselves up to kill a bunch of people. Well, this happened with a British Muslim that happened in, what was the city?
I don't know.
Anyways,
it was in the UK somewhere.
I'll look for it
while you say that.
And he actually...
Exeter. It was in Exeter.
There you go. And basically, it kind of flopped on him. He blew himself up, but it didn't quite go as planned. Here's what happened. He went in to use the bathroom before his, glorious moment. I'm sorry,
that's
I can
terrible.
Make fun of that. The thing is, I'm not making fun of Islam because
yeah, so let's clarify.
I love the religion of Islam, and I think Islam is a peaceful religion. And I have met plenty of Muslims that are amazing people.
Last week, we did a serious defense of Islam. Last week when we called out Fox or the week before
For saying that baby doll was saying Islam is the light and that was a hate message somehow.
So,
anyways,
we have defended Islam.
So just to keep that clear, I actually have Muslim friends.
That's right. You know, that's like, oh, never mind. Well, I believe you, and it's true. And he does have Muslim friends. It's just funny because, like, you hear somebody say that, it's like the biggest cliche. Like,
exactly.
How do I prove I'm not a racist? It's like when
Rush Limbaugh famously said that he had African American friends, and everyone was like, "Yeah, right. Shut up."
But anyways, what you will know if you're familiar with this show is that we criticize fanaticism and radicalism everywhere
possible. Just like as if we would if some person said that his Christian God told him to blow up the school and go on a shooting rampage.
Right.
We'd say that's ridiculous. And so we're saying this is ridiculous.
So anyway, Nick Riley, 22 years old.
He goes and decides to take a bathroom break again. And, I guess he needs to go the long way because he needs to sit down. And he goes into the stall and locks the door. And, he has a timer set on his bomb. And all of a sudden, he realizes, hey, I mean, I gotta hurry this thing up, man. Now wasn't the right day to eat that food that's going to stop me all up. I got to hurry up here. I got to get off this toilet. So, you know, he finishes his business quickly, and he gets up and goes to leave the bathroom with not much time remaining before the bomb blows. And then all of a sudden, he realizes that he can't unlock the bathroom door. He can't open the stall door. And he's frantically trying to open it, And for whatever reason, you know, he's going to blow up all these infidels, and he can't find out how to open this bathroom door that he's in. And next thing you know, boom, blows up, and he's dead.
Actually, he's not dead.
Oh, he's not? No, lived through this?
He lived.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Now, here's what makes this story even sadder. This guy, what did I say his name was? Nick Riley. He actually has some mental problems, and the story quotes it as him having a mental age of 10 years old, and that he was actually targeted to convert to this radical form of Islam by some radical Pakistanis who targeted him specifically.
And that's how they do it, right? They take people that are either in extreme poverty, or they basically take advantage of people. And they take people that are unstable, and they convert them over to their side of jihad.
So how he lived through this, I don't know. But he's got, in the little picture of him, he's got, you know, puncture marks all over him because he was actually wearing nail bombs.
So oh,
that,
man.
That could have really done some damage had he not been in the bathroom.
Well,
but yeah, he ended up pleading guilty, and you know, subsequent legal process to follow. But
that is sad. I actually didn't know that he had those mental issues. Hopefully, what'll happen is maybe, you know, I'm sure he'll spend time in jail, but maybe he can get some help. You know, and I don't know. What do you do about this? That's what I say.
Well,
when they target people
is...
like that, it's so. I mean. You know, I always say the best thing you can do is educate. You educate people about how things are. I'm not talking about opinions or this or that. Just educate people.
Right.
And if they're educated, then they won't have a reason to do this.
It's true.
They have a reason to end their own lives by killing other people. So.
Absolutely true. Okay, moving on to crazy woman number two on our list of crazy women today. This comes to us from the Chicago Tribune. Wendy Brown, accused of stealing her daughter's identity to enroll at Ashwaubenon High School and join the cheerleading squad, leaves court after her initial appearance before Brown County Court Commissioner Lawrence Kazili, blah, 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 blah. So the 33-year-old woman is accused of stealing her daughter's identity, as I said, because...
To join a cheerleading squad.
She wanted
squad.
To join the high school cheerleading squad. Message back from Cha-Cha.
All right. Well, first of all, let's just say that's what happened. She stole her daughter's identity so she could be a cheerleader in her place, a high school cheerleader. So to that, we say, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
We have an answer back from Cha-Cha?
Yeah. Actually, it says, this is exactly what it says, and I quote.
All right. Let's read it out loud.
Citizens purely because of their race. Now, I assume that's the end of the last sentence that seemed like it was cut off from the first message.
Oh, so maybe more meant that they were continuing the sentence.
I guess. White America had both an inferiority complex and a superiority complex about Asians. And then there's an ad. To vote early, reply Obama. What?
Oh, that's interesting.
So either way, they didn't get the answer. They just...
Well, maybe vote early is sponsoring the couple Twitter messages or something. Otherwise, that's kind of interesting.
I guess. But anyways, still, no, not the right answer, Cha-Cha. You lose.
All right, so what do we have next on this list? Are we done with the Are You Kidding Me?
No, we have one more, and it's our third crazy woman on the list.
Oh, yeah!
Many of you may know this. This is actually Reba McEntire. She came out recently to, who is this? Did she say this to Fox?
The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
She said this to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do the Reba voice here.
And this was right before one of her concerts.
I'm going to attempt to do the Reba
voice. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say... So, Reba.
Yes?
What are your... Sound like an 80-year-old woman.
Anyway.
What are your views, what are your religious views like?
I believe in reincarnation. I believe I've gone both ways. That I've been here before, as a man.
A man?
Yes, as a man. I'll get flack from Christians who'll say I can't be a Christian if I believe this. That's true, and I'm sorry, but this is how I live my life. This is what I believe. I believe I've spent time with my son Shelby before. I believe I've spent time with other people in my life before. Who knows? Maybe I'm part Buddhist.
Oh, Buddhist.
Buddhist. That's right. Huh. That's right. By the way, President George Bush and I keep in touch by text message.
Okay, what does that have
to do
with
anything? That's why my voice sounds a little bit like his. We email each other on our trios all the time. Nothing political, just passing jokes back and forth. He's really into email, and so are his buddies. Senior Bush invited my husband, Narvel Blackstock, and I on a private cruise to the Greek islands about 4 years ago. We became very good friends, and that's when the email stuff started.
So, according to your personal religious beliefs, could it possibly be that you and George W. Bush are actually the same person?
Well, I don't say here in the story, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I might as well.
Then you just did say that. By the way, Reba McEntire, are you kidding me?
Crazy woman number three of the day. Now, not crazy because she believes in reincarnation.
No, we're not saying that.
crazy because somehow her answer morphed into texting with President Bush, which had nothing to do with anything.
And we also think it's funny that she swears she was a man when a lot of people you ask say that she already talks a lot like a man and acts like a man.
So don't misunderstand. Reincarnation is a valid religious belief. Reba McEntire's just a little bit weird.
Maybe Jerry Blackburnstein was once a woman.
What was his name? Narvel Blackstock.
There you go.
I had no idea that was her husband's name.
Maybe he was a woman once, so it all works out in some interesting way.
Okay, so that's it for Are You Kidding Me news today. And
I think we're going to go over now to the Tech Bite from Ethan Clark.
If you want, we can go straight to the Tech Bite with Ethan Clark. Here he is.
Thanks, guys. This is Ethan Clark's Tech Bite of the Week. The T-Mobile G1 phone is launched and already needs to be updated. Buyers of the new phone will have an over-the-air update ready to be installed. The update fixes bugs with listening to Amazon.com's online store and other enhancements. Also launched is the highly anticipated G1 App Store. When you buy the G1, you can download any app for free for the first 90 days. But as of today, however, there are just 50 apps in the store. The anticipated BlackBerry Bold will finally be making its debut November 4th on AT&T's network. The device will go for $299 on a two-year contract. The device looks like an iPhone and a BlackBerry Curve had a love baby, sporting a curved metal corner look and a full physical QWERTY keyboard. It is the first BlackBerry to have 3G on AT&T's market. Dreaming in monochrome, researchers in the UK have found that people who grow up in the era of black and white television, sometimes dream in monochrome. The research instigates that exposure to TV between the ages of 3 and 10 is when the switch is set, since that's when the ability to dream kicks in. Want an iPod filled with the Beatles' entire collection? Head over to Bloomingdale's. The massive gift box includes 13 Beatles albums in CD, an engraved guitar pick, two masters, and the Love album, and an engraved Beatles logo 120-gig iPod Classic. Just 2,500 of the $795 gift sets are available.
I can start this next one.
This has been Ethan Clark's Tech Bite of the Week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ethan, for that weekly Tech Bite. We appreciate it very much. And now we move on, in light of the Tech Bite, to our Tech and Entertainment section.
That's right.
Nate, take it away.
Well, you guys know we've been talking a lot about the RIAA and pirates, and we've been also mentioning a bit about a company called the Pirate Bay and how basically, for those of you who've seen Cool Runnings, they don't take no crap off of nobody. They're a bad mutter.
Sanka man, what you smoking?
I love
smoking.
That movie. That
I'm
movie's
breathing.
Awesome. So here's, basically they've gotten all these legal threats and takedown notices, as they're called. And basically they've said, you know what? How about no, Scott? All these movie references all of a sudden. I didn't even plan this. Okay, here's what happened. Now they're trying to turn the tables on the RIAA.
Which we love.
Yeah. So Media Century, Bay TDS, is that what they're called? Bay TDS?
TSP.
Whatever they are. They're another Media Century type thing. Another bullying arm of the RIAA. All the same crap to me. What they do is they have certain ways that they can catch, quote, people.
Most of them involve, in some way, seeing your IP address of your computer. And we've gone
right.
into the technicalities of that before,
we
won't do it.
So, but basically, we're going to mention that, again, it's just the IP address that they look at and they can find you that way. So, here's what Pirate Bay did. they decided to go in there and mix up all the IP addresses.
That's right. They have a piece of software.
When Media Sentry goes and look at that list,
generates random IP addresses that could very well be real IP addresses of
people, not even
who may not
doing
even
anything.
Know
it could
exist.
Be an 80-year-old lady. Could be, checking her AOL. You've got mail,
right,
from
so
1992.
So then when BayTSP or Media Sentry look at the list of ISP or of IP addresses that are providing a certain torrent,
yeah,
they no longer can claim that the people on that list are real people who are
actually unreliable.
Obviously, somebody on that list is delivering the torrent, but you can't tell who is doing it out of the list.
And so the question is, could that really hold up in court?
And the answer is no.
Yeah,
that's something at least even an old school judge who doesn't understand anything about torrents and technology can understand.
Yeah.
So good for you, Pirate Bay.
Yeah, one more slap in the face to the RIA. Now, having said that, doesn't mean it's perfect. That doesn't mean that because the RIA and their arms have different ways to get around this stuff. And I would also mention
their loving, hugging arms of death.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. So I will say that another thing the Pirate Bay is doing is they're actually finding ways to block certain IP addresses that they know are from these different, quote-unquote, even though they don't have a license, investigation companies, right?
Right, and just in case, just because you couldn't see, Nate was doing the hand quotations.
Yeah, I was doing the hand quote. That's why we need to start doing video casts, so I can do hand quotes while I'm talking like I am right now. In the meantime, just
he is continually
picture it
doing
in
hand
your
quotes.
Head.
Anyways, so that's the Pirate Bay for you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful company. They protect their customers.
They do
like
the best.
Nobody's
so
business.
How are we going to reward them when you guys go to get a torrent for whatever it is you need to get off of a torrent? You know, do them a favor and show them a little loyalty because
remember,
they're fighting for us.
Any torrents are very dangerous these days.
That is true.
The recording industry is after you.
Yeah.
So
just do your research. You know, we're not advocating anything.
This show, no way. Advises you to do anything illegal officially.
Having said that, check out the Pirate Bay and because they're cool.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Have you ever wanted to keep a USB drive in the form of a skull ring?
No, but now I do.
Well, good, because now you can.
I do have a couple skull rings.
Yeah, but... Who doesn't love skull rings? And like right now everybody just went me.
Except for the girls out there.
Except for the few of you that are really cool, who do love skull rings.
Oh, I thought...
Yeah, you had me backwards, but it's all right. Maybe I said it backwards.
And right now the girls are like, no, but now that Geocentric said it, I want a skull ring.
Ladies, there's a pink one.
There is a pink one, and it's actually pretty sweet looking.
So basically, you have this really cool little skull ring. You know, it's a ring. It's shaped like a skull, and you can pop the jaw off.
No, that's pretty sweet.
And there's the little USB stick. You stick in into
so
your
not only does it look cool and you can wear it on your hand, but when you stick it in the computer, you have a freaking skull coming out of your computer.
Yeah, plus
how cool is that?
Plus it's 2 gigs. So it's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
It's a nice little...
I'm not sneezing at it, actually, right
nice
now.
Nice little USB
definitely
skull ring.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Okay, we have one more thing to tell you about today in our tech and entertainment section, which might as well also fall in the "Are you kidding me?" section.
Yeah.
It's not
a terribly bad idea.
It's from Gizmodo. It's the follow-up wheelie motorized baggage automagically follows you. Is the title? That's the title of the article.
That's automagic.
I'll say that one more time. Follow-up wheelie motorized baggage automagically follows you. That is a mouthful. So you pack all your stuff into a suitcase, and I did the hand quotes around suitcase, but it's a circular motorized suitcase.
Oh.
So then you just, I guess you push go or something. It's a concept
design right now. I think it has a remote control,
right now,
actually, or something, but it can follow you, too.
But so you just
you wear a little
around,
pack
yeah,
that it
you
follows.
Walk around and it rolls along behind you so you don't have to carry it. To which I replied, don't airports always ask you if you've been in contact with your luggage the entire time?
Well, it followed me. Yeah. The other thing is this thing is shaped like a wheel and it just rolls over itself over and over again. So wouldn't your luggage be going ba-doop, 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 by the time you open it? You know, it's like a shaking up soda, just everything jumps
weight,
out at you.
You know, boom, boom,
exactly. Boom. The other thing is, if you're relying on the thing to follow you, who's to say that someone's not just going to come up and grab it and walk away? It's not like the thing's going to be like, hey, ha, hey, and starts running away. Hey, there's somebody following me. He shouts out, someone's trying to steal me. So I think it's pretty ridiculous. Having said that, it is kind of cool in that it's something that, you know, you could see in a 70s James Bond movie. I could definitely see Roger Moore walking through like a 70s airport with like, it wouldn't look as cool as this one does in the picture. Yeah. It would be like extremely awkward looking, how the futuristic, again in quotes, stuff of the 70s looked.
Yeah.
So, in the 60s, they had a lot of stuff like that too that was quote unquote futuristic. So, I don't know. I don't think it's going to work.
So, when
it's not out yet,
it's a cool concept, but this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
At least not this way.
Yeah, maybe they'll come up with something cool to go with it. So that's all we have for tech and entertainment for the day, except for our new albums of the week.
That's right. So, let us know what new music is coming out, Nate, while I cue some music for you.
All right, cue it up for me. All right, the first one, for all of you that have been waiting ever so patiently, High School Musical 3,
sweet!
Senior Year, Premiere Edition, CD, and DVD. He's now out. So all you 12-year-old listeners out there, go run and get it. Bam, bam, bam. Paul Stanley? I don't really feel like talking about that one. It's just
right,
a DVD anyways.
Moving on.
Kenny Chesney's new CD is Lucky Old Son. Mary Mary CD is The Sound. Hank Williams III CD is Dang Right Rebel Proud.
Again, we avoid cuss words even if they're part of titles to just keep our clean ratings.
That's right. And along the another, you know, some more country-ish stuff is Leanne Womack, Call Me Crazy. Kiss has a box set called Icons with a K. Now that's...
Is that Russian? Is that
dumb.
Communist?
Clearly it is.
If it has a K, it's automatically...
Dang
gone.
Blue jelly beans. Probably a bomb. Of Montreal, pretty cool band. Check out their new CD. It's called Skeletal Lamping. LaBelle CD is called Back to Now, and I assume that's Patti LaBelle.
I guess so.
I don't know. She's doing the classic, I'll just use my last name now. Kind of like another cool person that does that. Daughtry.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, I hate Daughtry. Dang it. Oh, well, I'm not getting the LaBelle CD just for that reason. But I might get Brett Denham's Hope for Hopelessness. Except for the fact I have no idea who he is either. Check out that CD, though. It could be cool. McFly, which is cool. You guys know where that's referenced from, right?
Back to the Future.
The band is called McFly. The name of the CD is Radioactive. All right,
McFly!
We got...
Good old Biff Tannen.
Yeah, what was the thing he always said? Make like a tree.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
A leaf! It's a leaf!
You sound like an idiot when you get it wrong.
You guys watch Back to the Future. It's awesome. And, also speaking of country, Waylon Forever is a CD by Waylon Jennings. So I assume that might be, I don't know if that's a compilation or if that's a new CD. I didn't do a lot of research
before this.
Look at
that, Johnny Cash. Cash for Kenya live in Johnstown, PA.
Interesting. So one of those classic eerie things that comes out after they're dead, which makes it kind of eerie. Kind of like the 20 CDs that Biggie Smalls came out with after he died. Man, you did a good job on those CDs. Let's see what we got. Jimmy Herring's new CD is Lifeboat. Craig Morgan's new CD is That's Why.
What?
Okay, never mind. Now, this one's cool. I thought we already mentioned this one, but a limited edition five disc set. This is a different edition, I guess, a box set. But again, I want to bring it up because it sounds really cool. David Gilmour, who was originally of Pink Floyd. Check out the DVD and the audio CD box set of Live in Gdańsk, which is a Baltic city in Poland that I was at this summer. So
yep.
I want to check it out because I love that place. Sarah Grove CD is Oh Holy Night. Again, we're getting into Christmas stuff maybe a little early.
Yep. Not only before Thanksgiving, but before
Halloween. I guess some
again,
people like
usual.
To buy their gifts months in advance. Yeah, I don't know. Electric Six is the new... Flashy is the new CD by the band Electric Six.
Here's a fun Spanish one for you. Nate isn't a pro at Spanish, so I'll say this one. The band is Calle, and the CD is called Los de Atrás Vienen Conmigo. And that should be a fun one. But it's got some explicit, I guess, maybe Spanish lyrics.
So, no, they speak
so
all Spanish and then
that.
Randomly drop the F-bomb in there.
They do
now,
that.
Now,
by the way,
I'm not going to sound ignorant because I have heard of this band, but Comatose Comes Alive is a new CD by Skillet. Now, I don't know. I think it's one of those bands, they've had that name for a while, but nowadays when you hear a band like Skillet, Sounds like so many of those other stupid bands.
Let me correct myself. That band's name was Calle 13. Street 13.
Skillet?
Calle 13. I dropped the Calle 13. I dropped the number off by accident. Anyway.
Did you say 13 or?
Well, Spanish? In Spanish it would be Calle 13.
Oh, okay.
But it's Street 13.
Cool. Awesome. You guys want to leave a Spanish comment on Geocentric? Hit us up. It'll be good stuff. So, yeah, I'm not so sure about that other Skillet album. Sounds like a classic. Yeah, I want to take you home with me, but then you told me you hated me, and now I'm dark. I'm stuck between a rock and nowhere. You hear that song? I heard a song the other day. I can't stand some of the music that's on the radio right now. And the lyrics went like this, and it was a typical song just like that. And it went, you've got me stuck between a rock and nowhere. I was like, what a freaking idiot. What a freaking idiot.
I'll never get away.
I know. You've got me stuck between a rock and nowhere.
I see what he was trying to get the band. At with that, but that's ridiculous.
I don't remember what the band was, but I don't care. You can listen to this podcast.
Sometimes,
guy's an idiot.
Sometimes I have one fascist tendency, and that is every so often.
That's kind of a weird thing to say.
Every so often, I wish there was some lyric police. And their job would be, every time there's a stupid lyric, they would send it back to the band
fix
the
freedom
lyric.
Of speech is freedom of speech, and that is fascist. Also, there has to be stupid lyrics and stupid bands for stupid people, you know?
I suppose if there were never any stupid lyrics, it would be difficult to gauge the quality lyrics.
That's true, and also you have to, I mean, just because people are stupid, they still deserve to have music. Even stupid people deserve music.
No, I'm not
music
saying,
is
I'm not
the threads of art.
I'm just saying, yeah. And obviously I'm not serious. I'm just saying, what should happen is, the song should go back with like the highlighted lyric and it says, this is dumb because. Like, you obviously didn't put any thought into this, you just needed a word
again,
that rhymed. And
but again,
said
the only people listening
anything.
To that, though, are going to be stupid people, and they'll be like, what? I didn't think it was dumb.
I don't know. I think there's some stupid lyrics in a lot of really popular songs that come out.
That's true.
Anyway, it's not important.
So that's your new albums for the week. Thanks for checking them out.
And also, thanks for checking out Geocentric.
That's right, because we have reached...
The Hostile Takeover of Awkward Silence.
We've reached the end of the show. By the way, they didn't get us that response, so we're going to tack another point onto Geocentric.
You want to tack a second one?
Yeah, because we said more.
That's true, and the Moor also didn't answer the question. That leaves us Geocentric 8, Cha-Cha 8.
Oh, it's
we're
tied up.
We're tied for the first time, so we could potentially bypass Cha-Cha next week. But
by the way, as we're recording this today, there's the World Series game going on. We just want to give a shout-out to the Tampa Bay Rays, our boys from Florida.
Since they are Florida.
They're the underdogs,
sure,
and they're coming
out.
So not a huge baseball fan personally, but you know, you got to give it up for our boys.
And last but not least, make sure you stick around for the song, the MP3, no DRM, at the end of this podcast. The band is This Providence. The song is called Sand in Your Shoes, off the album The Bright Lights EP. Now, you can check them out at their MySpace, www.myspace.com/thisprovidence. It's a cool, nice, mellow acoustic, really chill tune. So if you like that kind of stuff, you're going to like this song a lot. So again, that is... This Providence with Sand in Your Shoes. Anything else you'd like to say before we hit them up, Nate?
Feel free to give us a comment about any of these bands you hear and tell us what you like about them, and we'll send it on. In the meantime, we're going to send you guys off. This is a sweet song. And just remember, your guys over here at Geocentric are taking care of you, because we are always DRM free.
Later on.
Well, I couldn't stand to be in that place. I was just about to leave. When I saw your face, you were laughing at me with your beautiful mouth. You said, you're looking miserable, do you wanna get out? When you're only 18 and you got nothing to lose, and you're living a dream, the sand in your shoes is set for the in the sunset through another empty town. Your hair was a mess when you would dance on the coast. Your silhouette like some heavenly ghost. When stand in your shoes. And though it may hurt to have your heart broken in two, that didn't stop me.